On April 14th, HubSpot did something no major CRM has ever done. They flipped their AI sales agent to pay per result. $1 per qualified lead. 50 cents per resolved conversation. No retainer, no per seat fee. You pay only when the AI actually delivers.
So wait, are you telling me a small business can plug an AI sales rep into their CRM tomorrow and pay nothing until that rep books a meeting?
That is exactly what you should hear. And if HubSpot is doing this, what does that tell you about every other AI vendor still charging you a flat monthly fee?
Okay, so let's name the problem, because every business owner listening to this has bought at least one piece of AI software in the last 12 months that did not move a single number on their P&L, right?
Right. And you know exactly which one it is. Maybe at 3 a.m., maybe after a quarterly review, maybe in that moment when the renewal email hit your inbox and your stomach dropped. $200 a month, $400, $1,200, for software that promised to replace a sales development rep and instead replaced your coffee budget.
And you've been told that's just the cost of being early, right?
That is the lie. The cost of being early is not the subscription. The cost of being early is that you're paying flat fees, while the vendors who built these tools have figured out the unit economics and they're keeping all of the upside.
Say more.
Here's what nobody told you. When you signed up for an AI SDR platform last year, the vendor knew their cost per qualified lead. They knew their close rate. They priced you on a flat seat fee because the math worked for them, not for you. Run the numbers on your own pipeline right now. How much did you spend on AI sales software last 12 months? How many actual qualified meetings did it generate?
And most owners listening, if they're honest, can't even answer that question, right? You feel it though. You feel it every month when the credit card statement comes in and the line items don't match the pipeline.
Because the dashboards are designed to hide it. Activity metrics, email opens, connection rates, none of that matters. The only number that matters is dollars per qualified meeting. And until April 14th, every CRM native AI agent obscured that number. Now, one of the big two has stopped hiding it.
And we're talking about HubSpot, specifically, right?
Right. The Breeze customer agent, 50 cents per resolved conversation. The Breeze prospecting agent, $1 per qualified lead handed to your sales team. Read those numbers again. Not per attempt, not per call, per result.
That is a different pricing universe.
Different pricing universe. And it tells you something about the underlying technology that should make every business owner pay attention. Because vendors don't switch to pay per result when the technology is unreliable. They switch when the technology works well enough that they want the upside too.
So the question we have to answer right now is, okay, that's HubSpot. What about my CRM? What if I'm on Salesforce? What if I'm on Pipedrive? What if I'm on a spreadsheet?
Good. Stay with me through the next 3 minutes, because the playbook works on any stack.
Here's the pivot. The AI sales rep is no longer a software purchase. It is a performance contract. And once you understand that, your job as the owner stops being evaluate AI vendors and starts being design the performance contract.
The AI sales rep is no longer a software purchase. It is a performance contract.
Remember the dashboard problem we just named? Activity metrics, email opens, connection rates. That is what vendors give you when they're selling software. When the vendor switches to pay per result, you stop getting an activity dashboard and start getting a P&L line. Cost of goods sold, per lead, per meeting, per closed deal.
And that's the same way owners think about every other expense in their business, right? You feel that ache when an invoice comes in and there's nothing tangible to point to. That's the universal moment we're trying to make go away.
Exactly. You don't pay your roofing supplier for the hours the truck spent in traffic. You pay them for shingles delivered to your job site. AI sales just became roofing supply.
Okay, so given that, what's the move?
The move is restructure every AI sales contract you have right now around outcomes. Not seats, not minutes, not API credits. Outcomes. Qualified leads, resolved conversations, booked meetings. And if a vendor can't or won't price that way, that tells you they don't trust their own technology.
That is a clean filter.
That is a clean filter. And it does two things at once. It shifts your risks to the vendor, which is where the risk should sit, and it forces every vendor in your stack to compete on a number you can actually measure. Use that filter on every renewal that lands in your inbox this quarter.
Okay, four moves, every one of them you can run this week. No consultant, no new platform migration.
Number one,
pull your last 12 months of AI sales software invoices today. Add up the total spend. Then pull your CRM and count the qualified meetings booked that you can directly attribute to that software. Divide. That number is your current cost per qualified meeting. Most owners I work with find it's between $400 and $1,200. Write that number down before you do anything else.
Number two.
Two. If you are on HubSpot Pro or Enterprise, start the free 28-day Breeze trial today. Free trial. Pay per result pricing. Compare the cost per qualified lead to the number you just wrote down. If Breeze comes in lower, and it almost always does for SMBs running under $1 million in pipeline, switch. The math is the math.
Three.
If you're on Salesforce, Agentforce is at $2 per conversation under the Flex Credits model. Run the same comparison. $2 per conversation versus your current cost per qualified meeting. If Agentforce comes in lower, configure a single agent, start with lead qualification, and measure for 30 days. Don't roll out everywhere at once.
And if I'm not on HubSpot or Salesforce?
Four. If you're on Pipedrive, Close, Zoho, or anything else, layer a voice AI agent on top of your existing CRM. Brelo, Retail, Bland. Pricing in 2026 has collapsed to 5 to 15 cents per minute for inbound and outbound calls. Configure it to qualify form fill leads within 60 seconds. The industry data is clear. 63% contact rate within 60 seconds versus 18% within 4 hours on the same leads. Stop letting your form fills go cold.
Four steps. Pull the invoice math. Try Breeze if you're on HubSpot. Compare Agentforce if you're on Salesforce. Layer voice AI on anything else. Anything missing?
Only one thing. Cancel any flat fee AI sales tool that can't justify itself against these four numbers by July 15th. That's the deadline. The vendor either prices on outcomes or they go.
So, given all four moves, the question almost everyone is asking right now is, why is HubSpot doing this at all? Why now?
Now, back to the question I opened with. What does it tell you when one of the big two CRMs flips to pay per result?
Tell me.
It tells you the AI vendor market just entered the same transition every commodity market has gone through in the last 100 years. Remember the pricing universe line from earlier? In 1908, electricity was sold by the hour of operation. By 1925, it was sold by the kilowatt hour. The vendors who survived that transition didn't get bigger by raising prices. They got bigger by buying out every vendor still stuck on the flat fee model.
And the customers who switched first got the best deals, right?
The customers who switched first got the best deals and they got the operational discipline. Because once you're paying per kilowatt hour, you start measuring kilowatt hours. Once you're paying per qualified lead, you start measuring qualified leads, and your whole sales operation gets sharper. The vendors who survive the next 18 months are the ones who already priced this way. The customers who survive are the ones who already restructured.
And the rest just keep paying their flat fee in the dark.
They didn't survive. They got bought by the operators who did.
If you want help running the four-step audit on your own stack, that is exactly what Ad Valorem does. Book the AI Sales Stack Audit before July 15th. Our standard package, $3,500, gets you the invoice math, the Breeze versus Agent Force comparison, and a written recommendation in 2 weeks. Same day rush, $5,500, same deliverable, 24 hours. Monthly research desk, $7,500, ongoing measurement, vendor renegotiation, and quarterly recalibration.
And the link is in the show notes.
Link in the show notes. Tag so we know you came from this episode. Book before July 15th. That's when the next HubSpot pricing window closes and the comparison math gets cleaner. Wait past that, the playbook still works. You just leave money on the table.
That's the episode. Share this with one other business owner who's still paying flat fees for AI tools that haven't moved a number on their P&L. They'll thank you.
Stay early.
Stay early.